Hello everyone, it's John Leeming here with The Organist Encores. Well, this week my goodie bag contains some pipes and some electronics, but in every case there's something else there as well. Organ plus, if you like. Amongst my eclectic mixture are a few rare recordings, so I hope there'll be something to interest everyone. Now, one of the finest cornet players of all time was Bobby Hackett, and one of the finest theatre organists of all time was John Singh. Together, they created something close to musical heaven, with John enveloping Bobby's brass in an ethereal cocoon of Wurlitzer strings in this dreamy 1960s arrangement of I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night. John Singh backing Bobby Hackett there on the Richard Loderhaus Studio Wurlitzer. Now let's go back another decade now to 1957 to meet Harry Farmer. Harry was perhaps best known as a Hammond player in Jimmy Leach's Organolians, but here he is with his own ensemble this time with Keep Your Sunny Side Up. Thank you. Certainly music on the sunny side there from Harry Farmer. And from there, we're going to go back another three decades to 1927, where Quentin McLean just about manages to make himself heard at the Compton as he is joined by the Jack Hilton Band at the Pavilion Shepherd's Bush. Hilton's band umpying away with Quentin McLean in a crisp, tight performance of A Persian Rosebud. Well, staying on the theme of rosebuds, that was the affectionate nickname of Jim Rosevere, the masterful resident organist at the wonderful Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre, Oakland, during the 1980s. Here he teams up with suave San Francisco pianist Peter Minton with My Silent Love. Peter Minton starts to develop the arrangement on his own, and then about halfway through, the delicious sounds of the Wurlitzer join in that glorious trademark Rosevere manner. Jim Rosevere at the Oakland Paramount with pianist Peter Minton. Two iconic Bay Area musicians together in the 1980s and, alas, never again. Back to Britain again now and to Manchester's Playhouse Theatre, where Brian Sharp fused his Technics Pro 90 sounds with the BBC Wurlitzer. I'm grateful to Tim Wills for sending me this recording on a 15 inches per second tape reel, which has captured some seriously high frequencies, some of which would never have found their way to you in a broadcast. So, if you've got any pet bats, this is especially for them. Brian Sharp and his music with Nighthawk in 1992, maybe not the best thing for bats after all. Now this next item I'm not entirely certain about. It's a snatch I recorded off air in 1965 from a programme called Music on the Move, which went out on the home service each evening after the 6 o'clock news. No comedy or quiz in that slot in those days. I'm including it because I think I hear a Nova chord there, which was Hammond's purely electronic instrument, heard here along with a tone-wheeled Hammond and an accordion. The ensemble may be Sidney Brighton's music, but I'm not sure. Anyway, here they are with Dizzy Fingers. the dizzy fingers of some fine keyboard players there. And if anyone can help with the name of that rhythm group, please let me know. Over to the USA again now, where Rob Richards has one of the most prestigious theatre organ jobs in the world. He's resident at Disney's flagship theatre, the El Capitan in Los Angeles, which is the proud possessor of the former Fox San Francisco Wurlitzer. Now, back in the 1980s, Rob enjoyed creating the same sort of combined instrumental effects as Brian Sharp, blending pipe organ with other keyboard sounds. He called his multi-track creations Fusion, and he performed some of his material live here in Britain about 30 years ago. Here he is at the combined Senate Theatre Detroit 36-rank Wurlitzer and his Yamaha FX20. Cute little Latin American number there called I Go to Rio from Rob Richards and Fusion. Now, I'd always thought that the popular American trio of the 1950s, the Three Sons, had only ever made one album using a pipe organ, Midnight for Two, with Ray Burr at the Paramount New York Wurlitzer. But I was wrong, and I'm grateful to Steve Ashley of Hot Pipes fame for sending me a copy of another one. Here they are with a light-hearted send-up of that song that sent Teresa Brewer to the top of the charts in 1951. Music, 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 in which some rather vulgar sounds are credited to theatre organist Alfredo Mendez. Thank you. bit of fun from the Three Sons there in the 1950s. Steve Ashley tells me that Alfredo Mendez was really sports arena organist Fred Mendelssohn. Fred is quoted as once saying, "I don't get the chance to play with finesse." I think I'd already worked that out. And to end the show, let's have something a bit more relaxing with our old organ grinder friend Robin Richmond at the Kilburn Wurlitzer, where he warmly accompanies singer Julie Dawn in 1975 with "I Should Have Known You Years Ago."
I should have known you years ago. Where on earth were you long years ago? I missed so much and dreamed so little before you set my heart aglow. I should have known the way you smile as I traveled each long lonely mile, for memory lane would seem much sweeter if I had known you. I'm even jealous of the flowers in spring, for they knew long ago about you. They heard your laughter and the songs you sing. Through all the years I spent without you, I wish that I could truly say that I knew you long before today. But we'll go on from here together, shall love you all the way. I should have known the way you smile as I traveled each long lonely mile. Every lane would seem much sweeter if I had known you all the while. I'm even jealous of the flowers in spring, for they knew long ago about you. They heard your laughter and the songs you sing. Through all the years I spent without you, I wish that I could truly say that I knew you long before today. But we'll go on from here together, and I shall love you.
Julie Dawn and Robin Richmond at Kilburn there, bringing the show to a close. I'll be back here in a month with, well, who knows what. Until then, it's goodbye from John Leeming, but Damon Cox will be here again next week as usual. He's got another transatlantic sandwich for us with the title Gone But Not Forgotten. But they haven't really gone, he tells me, so be sure to listen. Bye for now.